God today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, I pray that you would just capture our hearts. We truly want you to shape our lives. So Holy Spirit, won't you speak to us? Open our eyes this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're doing a short series from Proverbs chapter 4. So if you have a Bible, you're welcome to open it to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse
26.
This is a series on how to keep your heart healthy. If we guard our hearts, we're going to be fruitful to our old age. Because the heart is the thing that actually bubbles forth life. It's the wellspring of life. So there should be this like water from our lives that is giving life to other things around us. But if your heart gets all bitter or disappointed and broken and bent, then you can't really bring that life into the world. I mean, think about it. A young girl, she gets involved with a guy and the guy treats her badly. Maybe she gets her heart broken. Or maybe a man is betrayed by his wife. And he gets broken. And then if his heart isn't healed, bitterness can come in. Maybe that young girl says, "Ah, all men are dogs." The rest of her life, she can't enjoy a happy marriage because she can't trust a man. She should have guarded her heart until she found a man worthy. Young woman, if you give your heart away too easily, it can get damaged. And then you don't have so much life flowing out of you anymore. And so we have to learn to keep our hearts in a good place. So let's read from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23
to
27.
Tandem funau miota no isereta tukunu tandeman fa ufau amnu yafinyain. Yesuri amnaun fava mandangi. Arapana rafironon multa mamitak. Aukan masu nao itzir mait, arnut masu nao, ipanz newan lo nao. Atov marna nelean tung chau, teo lavrar nelean oriet, azam fil, nawam nyanka fanan, nawam nyanka fi, esuriam ratsun tung chau.
Today's text is verse 26.
Niandala surata masno teretik and ruan delean din fayen nambro pul.
It says, make level paths for your feet.
Or
maybe think about your path.
De mirteret tsara ni se tia leanau.
take only ways that are firm.
De ze lalana maitsy any aran na le maf tsara ihany.
I don't know about you, but I've seen kids playing with a carpet.
A mat.
And the one's walking there. And the other one goes and grabs the mat and pulls. It's always fun at first and it always ends in tears. It's so funny to try to keep your balance when you're brother's pulling the carpet out from under your feet. It's funny right up until that time that you fall and smack your head on the ground. And then the tears come. And we need stability when we move through life.
Rehefa mandeha mamaky vaky ny fiainantsika dia mila stable tsara.
See, last week we heard this journey of life is a long journey, so we don't want to be slipping all the time and falling all the time.
Tamin'erintsika naheno hoe ny zotra ny fiainana dia zotra lava be, dia tsy tsikitsika hoe andeha amin'iny dia mipilisatra lava eny an-dalana eny.
And in order to keep our hearts healthy, we have to keep our feet firm.
This
verse is about stability on the journey of life.
And it
tells us a bit about how to build stability.
So
if you aren't careful about your path in life, you'll easily find yourself going up and down and slipping and sliding. Let me tell you, this verse says you can't have a fatalistic attitude. You can't just think whatever happens, happens.
De andasolo tenenko na roete andala tsura chamasun tia demresa kam tikiwe tiket tukni anana le tuetawe sim tunan tim tun.
See, you make a mistake if you think life just happens to you.
Manofat sune no zando ta mertertawe lefia inana tunga de tunga tunga wazem no futsin.
And so there's no way for you to construct your path.
Wets mis fumba fa no tenemba manitia na mirtecha sadan mumba lala nao.
Because this verse says make a level path for your feet.
Satiti andala churata masan tidem tenwe atov marna na lean tungtolwe marna tenenetwe mayit marndran.
So you make that path level.
You know zanya numana wanle lala nandeana na irinda tsar mlam.
It says take only the ways that are firm. So you have a choice in the path you follow. Let me put it this way. You determine the mess you make. It's immature to blame everyone else for your problems. It was just random. It just happened to me. You know, if you stand in the middle of the road, and then the car comes and bumps you, it wasn't random, it didn't just happen. No, you put yourself in the wrong place. And we do this sometimes in life. We put ourselves in the wrong place. Like when you start flirting with someone with your SMSs. And later it becomes an affair and your marriage falls apart. Well, you see, you were just standing in the middle of the road. Don't be surprised when you get hit. It's you who actually controls these things. So the choices we make in life are very important. In one of the translations it says, ponder, which means think deeply about where you're going with your life. You have to look at your job and say, where is this taking me? You look at your marriage, say, where is it heading at the moment? If it's getting a bit worse every week, look further, where is it going? Are you just going to carry on there, or are you going to invest and correct and bring change? Do you think everything will always be the way that it was? That's not true. Things do change. So we have to look. Where does the path I'm on lead? Your boss asks you to do something illegal? You have to ask, is this just the beginning of a bigger and bigger problem? So to guard your heart, you have to consider the path you're taking. The goal is that you want to be firm and dependable. Ultimately, so that you can be a blessing to others. So then you have to learn what it means to make a level path for your feet. This is something you have to construct in your life. And I believe it's something that you have influence over. Not like the weather. We can't control the weather. We can't control it. But when you see the storm clouds coming, you can seek shelter before it rains. So God is sovereign, but we can also make choices. So God has predetermined some things. But He's also given you freedom to exercise life. His plans won't fail.
So
that's how He's sovereign. But our choices and how we live life can make it harder or easier for us. And so I'm going to share with you about three things that I think will help you build a stable life. The first choice you make for a stable life is to consider or reason or reckon with the fact that some things are outside your control. So you can build a stable life that is in your control. But in order to build a stable life, you must know that you can't control everything. So how do we get a sense of stability in the uncontrollable aspects of life? If you're going to be able to keep stable even though you can't control life, you need to reckon God as part of your life. You need to count Him in. So a guy who plants, a farmer who plants a field, he can't make rain, but he can pray to God, who can make rain. And so farmers often live with a high level of faith. And the starting point for stability is actually in God. In James, it says if you want wisdom, you should ask God. But when you ask God, you should believe and not doubt. Because if you're doubting, you're like a wave in the sea going backwards and forwards. It says that man shouldn't expect to get anything from God because he's double-minded. So if you want to build a stable life, you must count God in and not be wavering about that. Don't be half-half with God. You can't be like, oh, one day I think God is with me and the next day I decide, no, I'll do it on my own. This time I pray for God's help, but this time I don't need Him. That's double-minded. It's like you love God, then you don't love Him. You trust Him, then you don't trust Him. If you want a stable life, then you're always leaning upon God. You're always acknowledging His sovereignty. Don't be half-half with God. Don't treat God like a convenience when you need something and then you ignore Him. See, in God's Word, He describes His position towards us as being for us. So God is for me. And that is not changing. I can count on God. So now to build a stable life, I say that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to count on God.
hitoky amin'Andriamanitra na hoe izy ny hitokisako.
That means I build my life including him in everything.
Dikan'izay de hoe manorina an'le fiainako ako a, fa ampidiriko amin'ny zavatra rehetrarehetra mihitsiny izy ataoko fantandoly.
Someone offers you a job with a better salary.
Ohatra misy olona manolotra asa anao hoe tsaratsara karama kokoa.
Before you say yes.
Milohany tenenanao hoe ye.
You go to God.
Makany amin'Andriamanitra ianao.
You say, is this job offer from you or from the devil?
Demtene avy any aminao ve ty asa ty sa avy any amin'ny devoly?
The devil can also offer you a promotion.
Ny devoly koa ne afaka manolotra anao fisandratana e.
You should wrestle over that.
Mila anao tena mifampitolona amin'izay mihitsy.
Don't just take it because it's more money.
Asa tonga dia raisina lesy satria hoe be karama kokoa.
Because then you're not building your life on God, you're building your life on money.
Satira izay nataonao dia tsy ao amin'Andriamanitra izany no andrafetanao ny fiainanao fa any amin'ilay vola.
Be careful how you live.
Tandrem tsara ny fomba fiainanao.
To build a stable life, put God into the equation.
Mba hahafahanao manorina an'ilay fiainana mijoro tsara, ampidiro ao anatin'ilay tontolonao ao mihitsy Andriamanitra.
God is completely committed to us.
Andriamanitra ne tena manoka tena tanteraka amintsika mihitsy e.
But we sabotage our lives when we aren't committed to him.
Fa itsika ny manembatsembana na hoe misabotage ny fiainantsika rehefa tsy manoka tena tanteraka ao amintsika.
The first point for a stable life is you need a God who's in control.
De le zavatra voalohany indrindra amin'ilay fiainana mijoro tsara izany tsy mizongozina dia hoe mila an'ilay Andriamanitra mifehany zavatra rehetrantsika.
And I know God is for me.
De fantatro tsara nefa hoe momba nana hoe miaraka amiko Andriamanitra.
So when I reckon God is in on the journey of my life.
De rehefa tsapako tsara izany fantatro tsara hoe ao anatin'ilay zotra izay arahako anatin'ny fiainako Andriamanitra.
When I consider the cross.
Rehefa saintsainiko tsara ilay azo fijaliana.
When I think about the gospel.
Rehefa eritreretiko ny filazantsara.
I have stability in the things I cannot control.
De manana fijoroana sy fijoroana tsara amin'ilay zavatra izay tsy voafehako.
Because my hope has an anchor in heaven.
Satria ny fanantenako de manana ilay vatofantsika fantsika tsara any an-danitra.
And I know God is on my side.
Fantatro tsara hoe eo anilako Andriamanitra ty amin'ny lafiny misy anahy Andriamanitra.
And the Bible teaches us that he is specifically and personally interested in each one of our lives.
Ary ny Baiboly koa dia mampianatra antsika hoe tena mahaliana azy tanteraka mihitsy ny fiainantsika manokana isika tsirairay avy.
In other words, he's genuinely interested in where your path is going and how your life is.
Raha tenenina amin'ny teny hafa izany dia hoe tena hoe mahaliana azy marina tokoa izany a ny zavatra ataonao eo amin'ny fiainanao sy hoe zotra rahanao eo amin'ny fiainanao.
So if you want to stable life.
Kara mila fiainana mijoro tsara ianao.
Firstly, see that God is sovereign and good.
De jereo voalohany indrindra hoe Andriamanitra dia mahamandidy sady tsara.
He is specifically interested in you personally.
Ary izy dia tena lina tanteraka manokana ny aminao.
And he is for you.
Ary momba anao izy.
Meditate on that.
Tena hoe saintsaina mihitsy izany.
And it will steady your heart.
Ary izany dia ahatonga ny fonao tsy hiozongozina.
It will calm you down when circumstances are going crazy.
Ampitony ianao izany rehefa mikorontandrotana be ny zava-misy.
See, when the money runs out,
rehefa tsisy intsony ny vola,
God is still on his throne.
Mbola eo amin'ny seza fiandrianany foana Andriamanitra.
You will live, you will not die.
Iaina ianao fa tsy ho faty.
It steadies you.
Izany mampijoro anao.
To give you an illustration.
Anomezana anao kisarisary kely.
I could put it like this.
Dia tahaka an'izao afaka metrahako anazy.
The disciples were in the boat.
Tao anaty sambokely ireo mpianatra.
Jesus was in the boat.
Jesosy ihany koa tao anatin'ilay sambokely.
The storm came up.
Dia tonga ny tafio-drivotra.
They didn't really think much about Jesus. Jesus was asleep.
Tsy dia nieritreritra loatra ny momba an'i Jesosy ry zareo. Jesosy natory.
They put their eyes on the storm around them and they started to get worried.
De tany amireo tafio-drivotra nanodidina anazy no nametrahany masony dia avy eo izy ireo nanomboka natahotra.
The storm got worse and worse.
Ny ratsy ny tafio-drivotra.
It's like a metaphor of your life circumstances. Sometimes they get hectic.
Tahaka nkisarisary entina ny ona ny fiainanao zany. Hoe indraindray le izy tena sarotra be.
They're looking at the things they cannot control.
Mijery an'le zava-misy izay tsy voafehany izy ireo
And they start screaming like a bunch of girls.
Nanomboka ny kikika tahaka ny vehivavy be da be.
These grown men are going, ah!
Lelelahy be rehetra nanao, ah!
We're going to die.
What? Sick.
Jesus wakes up.
He
says, what's your problem? Isn't it obvious? And he speaks to the wind and the waves and he commands the things we cannot control. God commands the circumstances of life. If you want stability in your life, you have to recognize who is in the boat with you.
And
when the wind and the waves come, you don't look at them and scream like a girl. You look at Jesus and you wait to see how he commands those things. I think for those disciples, traveling in a boat was never the same again. Can you imagine? Imagine, they're looking at the weather. The next time. Let's go.
There was this
and
there.
And the other guys on the land are like, "Are you crazy? You can't go. It's getting stormy."
There was this sarole tety am season tety. Fana narewe atale. Sereva me ratsaran tetanduk.
So now we can go there.
There was this avakamakan.
We've got Jesus with us.
Sine miarakam tesuasi.
That's how you can live life.
Sine afano miainan fiainan.
You look at things around you.
Mzere zavamisman titna noye no.
And then you say, "But I can go."
There was this and us avakamande.
Because I have a sovereign God on my side. So that's my first point. If you want stability in your life, count God in. Secondly, if you want stability in life, it says, choose paths that are level or firm. Choose paths that are solid.
Now
these ways are firm because they've been established and tested.
They're
true. They can be trusted. And so it is with the Word of God. If you build your life on the Word of God, you build stability into your life. You know what Jesus said in Matthew 7? Let's look. Matthew 7, verse 24-27.
Fa izay rehetra mandre izany teniko izany, nefa tsy makato azy, dia hoarina amin'ny lehilahy adala, izay nanorina ny tranony teo ambonin'ny fasika, ary latsaka ny ranonorana, ka nisy rika be, sady ny fofofo ny rivotra, ka namely izany trano izany, dia nenjery izy, ka loza ny fianjerany.
Both of these houses had the word of God.
Reto tano kru reto asam nanana leten nandemant.
They both heard the word.
Sam nande an leten of ku Israel.
So some people come, they come to church every Sunday.
Demisul la santunga makane penguna nizre falaadia.
They read their Bibles now and then.
The mama can buy pulneys and then dry.
They hear the word of God.
The mandrin ten and the mantis.
And then they go out and they do whatever.
They last is an mandrin for can the mano and say aton.
They don't put it into practice.
The tia piarn le is.
That's what makes the difference.
Sain ma pisa le fasami afan.
If you hear the word of God and put it into practice, you will create stability in your life.
Ramandente nande mante nao ka ampiar nao le iz te mamuka trafizuru na tsaro anatan siena nao enao.
So when God speaks to you and He says you should give,
karamtenam nao ande mante tukunyan me nao.
But you don't.
Nefe nots mano ansai.
Then life just stays unstable.
Etem bulam tuya sim zur tsara yan le fiainan bulat stable tsara fona yan.
God says give and you do obey His word.
Faram ten ten andremanto man mez ar makatuan ten ne nau.
There's sowing and reaping and He blesses you and you get more stability.
Temisa lewe fama fazana siutazana temamaseno nato fiainanoa temazo.
God says forgive. But you decide not to. Instead, your heart stays crusty and hard and you end up fighting with people. See, if you don't put into practice the word of God, it works nothing. So you should make it your aim to actually live according to the word of God. It's incredible. God actually wants you to have the best life.
Tena malina pele izy rantena izy a tinandremanitra no anana fianana tena tsara indrindra.
So God says you should remain pure until you're married.
Those is tenandremanitra tokony azona tena no madio enao mandrapanambadinao.
But it's like, ah, what does God know, man? He's just stealing my fun.
Ah, inona koa moa izay fantatr'andriamanitra tsy tiany mba fasinaretana.
I have an urge, man. I want to sleep with my girlfriend.
And
then you do. Because you decided not to put God's word into practice. Years later, you're married to a different woman. And as you're just busy getting intimate with her, your mind goes back to that first girlfriend you had. Man, and it messes up your thoughts. It robs you of intimacy and healthy marriage.
The
devil laughs at you. And said, years ago, when you thought you were having fun, you were just busy destroying your life. You thought God was robbing you by restricting you. But it was the opposite. He was setting you up for the most glorious thing. God is invariably trying to bless us. And even His laws are there to bless us. So if you want to have a stable life, you build it on the Word of God. Thirdly and lastly, following on from this, The verses take only paths that are firm. And I thought about what makes a path firm.
It's
the ground has been pressed down. It's been compacted by many other feet. There are ways that we should go because other people have gone there before. Young man, or young woman, or actually any man or any woman, there's a way to go through life that involves going the same way as others. What do I mean? I mean these compacted paths that are firm are the paths of wisdom. Other people who succeeded in life have gone there. So you don't start by carving your own path. You start by learning the ancient paths. You may one day be a pioneer and a trailblazer. But the thing is, before you build your own road, you need to learn about roads. Before you make your own way, you actually need to walk in the way of another. There are many who have walked before you. Learn from them. They can save you from falling in a hole. Copy them. If a wise man says to you, you should do this, then believe him. If I stand here and I say you should be generous, try it. If I say you should discipline your children and you're a new parent, look at my kids. Do you want your kids to be good? Then maybe emulate, learn from, do something of copying someone who has some successful testimony. Our problem when we say, I'm going to do it my way, we're going to cut our own path. But you go on the slippery sand. There are people in this church who do business well. Go talk to them about how to do business before you start your business. Learn from them. There are old people around who have a testimony and credibility. The younger people should actually learn who to copy. For goodness sake, don't copy Hollywood. Don't copy famous people. Their lives are a mess. So there are many who have walked before you. Learn from them. Life is actually simple. But it's not easy. I was thinking about it. What do I want from my kids as they grow up? What do I require of my children? I want them to build a stable life that glorifies God. But what does that look like? Well, it's simple. Learn respect. How do I teach it? Manners. Just say please and thank you. That takes 9 years. 9 years is almost as long as the whole of school. But we will teach them to say please and thank you. That's second to hello, how are you? Greeting people is not enough. You can greet people and still be an ungrateful brat in your heart. So we don't just want, we want please and thank you. So that's one big lesson. Deal with a sense of entitlement. See, the world owes you nothing. I think you deserve anything. You don't deserve anything.
Oh, okay.
Every good thing is a gift from God.
So
learn respect. Secondly, don't get a girl pregnant. That's easy. You say, I just tell them, sex makes people pregnant. It's there, it works. That's scientific. So you did biology at high school, okay? You know how it is. So that's a simple statement. That's how to build a stable life. All I ask of my boys is say please and thank you and don't get a girl pregnant.
But
behind that, don't get a girl pregnant obviously means don't have sex until you're married.
Then you want bad sale away as a man of Pefukasana cool Zaya Masava was away as a man of Raisana Aluan Fanambatin.
But why can't I have sex before I'm married?
For my name and Sava come on of Raisana Aluan Fanambatin.
Because sex makes people pregnant.
Satia, Nif Raisana Ranufa Matunga Nula Upefuk.
So go back to the first statement. Don't get someone pregnant.
The fair Nara Lefanambarana for Luan Dry. So,
these are simple things. The third one is find a job. Start contributing. Be productive. Don't be a leech. Don't be a bloodsucker. So you can't suck blood your whole life. Or if you want a baby analogy, you must come off the breast sometime. So I'll raise my boys to be not consumers but producers on a balance of averages.
Te penaxandro sana clareo oka tsueu u pam pandania supina na futsine famba u pamukatra ianiko.
You want to have a stable life, a good life?
Te anana fiainana stable tsara miorina tsara ve nao fiainana tsara.
Make it your goal to add more value than you consume.
Atov tanjono mintsy le hoe manampy misy fanapina ataonao fa tsy hoe mihinana fotsiny ianao.
There's only two more.
Dia anakiroa fotsiny sisa.
Don't fight all the time with people.
Aza miady manolona foana.
Don't be contentious. Don't fight.
Aza miady.
Don't be argumentative or a troublemaker.
Aza hoe ianao mpampidi-dozana hoe mpanakorontana.
At a very basic level, just stay out of jail.
Raha hoe tenenina amin'ny teny tsotra izany ilay izy hoe aza mankany am-ponja.
It's good enough for me.
Ampy
aza. Stay out of jail.
Aza mankany am-ponja, aza mankany am-pigadrana nareo. Izay dia ampy ana.
See, if you learn that value,
raha ianaranao izany hoe soatoaviny izany
you realize you have to get on with the world around you.
Dia ho tsapanao hoe hifanaraka amin'ireo izay manodidina anao ianao.
So don't be a fighter, a troublemaker.
Aza hoe mpampidi-doza sy mpiady mpiady lava.
And the last one, that solves all the problems. Says take care of someone other than yourself. That's all. It can be your aging parent.
I
don't mind. It can be a wife. Or a husband. It could be a friend. Just do good to someone other than yourself. If you just had those five ideas operating in your life, you would build a stable life. There is a wealth of biblical counsel that would help you in each of those.
There
is theology about fruitfulness and kingdom vision. But when it comes right down to your feet, it's pretty simple. It's just following God's word and counting Him in your life. These things I said I would want from my children. They're the simple things that make your life count. You think, I want to do something amazing for God. But if you think about David and Saul, the first two kings of Israel, they were just living life. Getting life right. And God came and found them. David was caring for the sheep. Serving. At peace with his brothers. He wasn't doing anything spectacular. He was doing the basic things right. And if God's going to use us powerfully, we don't have to focus on the spectacular. We have to focus on getting the basic things
right.
Ask yourself, what are your four or five things you need to be doing? And then put them in place. Make a firm path for your feet. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. And we ask that you would strengthen us. I ask for each person in this room to have your grace. Holy Spirit, won't you come and encourage us to walk in the right ways? Help us to build a life that is stable so that our lives would be fruitful. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. You're welcome to stay and have some tea and coffee.